John Boy Media has a new teammate. It's iHeart Podcasts. What does it mean? John Boy Media shows can now be found over at the Dan Patrick Show. That's right. How cool is that? Wake and Jake and Jimmy's Three Things have joined the iHeart Podcast and Dan Patrick Show family. And the best part, they'll still continue to be the same shows you know and love. If you couldn't tell, we're excited about this one, and thank you guys for listening.
The sun will come out. Tanaka, bet your bottom dollar with Tanaka, the sun will shine. Anyway, Tanaka.
What's going on? Woo! Are we live?
Nasir.
Hey, yeah, did you send it over?
Hey, yeah.
Maybe refresh the YouTube. What's up? If you can hear us, let us know.
I said, hey.
What's going on? Dude, I saw someone sing that song recently. Okay, cool. Jake, take over the show for 2 seconds while I fix my headphones.
Hey, everybody. How you doing? It's Jake, John Boy, and the Mouse. We have a recent office mouse who, if he shows his face, you will know and hear a loud scream in your ear holes. How's everyone doing, baby? We made it. We're here. It's opening day. Tough late break for the Nationals and baseball as a whole, but Yanks baseball is here, and we are doing it. We have our first very Yankees lineup.
Can they hear me?
That a lot of people are
Can you hear me
about.
In your headphones?
Yes.
All right, let's go headphoneless.
Headphoneless. Can you guys hear Jamboy in the chat? We got Leo Lambert, Morgan Foss, Doodle Bob 16, Ben Gardy, Tom Nick. It's good to have you all home.
Almost had it. There was a spot there where it was beautiful. Coming in, coming out. What's up? Whatever. I can figure it out. Welcome to the Talking Yanks pregame show. We did like 150 of these last year. Now we're going to do like 150 again. Well, no, it's a 60-game season.
We
How about that?
Probably won't
just
do
in
a buck 50.
60-game season. Let's get straight into it, Jake. Let's do the lineups. The Yankees lineup comes out, and we have Hicks leading off and playing center field. Aaron Judge, the Aarons go back-to-back. Judge playing right field. Gleyber Torres at short. Stan cleaning up. Brett Gardner at the five hole. Guess we'll talk about that. Gary Sanchez batting sixth. Luke Voit playing first. Gio the God Urshela at third. Tyler Wade gets the opening day start at second base. And starting for the New York Yankees is Garrett Anderson Cole.
Yes.
Is that his middle name?
Garrett Allen.
Allen Cole?
It's an A.
Anderson
sure
sounds
an
great.
A. Yeah.
If, memo to your parents.
Kind of work.
No. Anderson sounds great. Okay. Okay. So, do you want to do the Nats lineup, or
Send
you want to talk about this first?
To your parents, let's talk about it a little
just
bit.
Unplug and plug back in.
We, Aaron Hicks. So that one's mine, and that might be the problem.
Oh, huge news!
Aaron Hicks slides up to the leadoff hole. No DJ LeMahieu. Interested to see if he pitch hits because they want to get him ABs. Give it some flicks because that way it'll stick.
No, we're getting there.
We're getting there.
You keep going. I'm listening.
If you flick, it'll stick. Been there. Yeah, man, this is fun. We've got Judge, Torres, Stanton, which we expect is the 2-3-4.
Maybe, like, lift the corner.
We're comfy with Hicks in the leadoff spot, so we'll see. Brett Gardner in the five-hole is going to make everyone mad, and we kind of get it. It's a very Yankees move by the Yankees to do that. Gary in the six hole, we love that. Voit seven, Urshela eight. Expect
when you
that
do that,
for a lot of
maybe
the
just
year.
Take the whole thing out and play it back in.
Take your pants off, producer Zach, and Tyler Wade getting the start at second base, which is kind of funny. He didn't have the best summer camp. A lot of Yankee fans don't have the best feelings about my twin brother, but he will be ninth. I'm glad they gave it to him. He kind of deserves it. As much as I love Tyro, I'm probably the biggest Tyro lover in the world.
Yep.
But, yeah, I mean, the only thing you can really bat the eyelashes at is Gardy 5. But, you know,
you knew,
why
so
not?
We did this yesterday on the show. We knew that I thought DJ wasn't going to start. I thought he wasn't. They'll give him at-bats when the game's out of hand, and they'll have him do batting practice, and they'll face live pitching whenever they can. Like, the off day tomorrow, he's probably facing live pitching. They need to get him at-bats. I understand it. But So I understand Hicks goes up, and we literally said on the podcast, maybe they want to break up Stanton and Gary still, so they'll throw Gardner there. And then you and I were like, I hope they don't do that anymore. That's the old Yankees. And there he is. And you know what Gardner's going to do? He's going to draw at bats. He's going to draw pitches, and he's probably going to go like 1-for-4 with a timely slap single that scores a run and just shove it in our faces. I do not like Gardy ahead of Gary. Just seems dumb.
It's ridiculous. And if you're a, you know, if you're a new age baseball fan, yes, you probably have a giant argument why that doesn't work. They split up Stanton and Sanchez. It's clear that they want to do that. They want to do that with Judge and Stanton, too. They want to split those guys up throughout the lineup. So, yeah, it'll be fun to see. And, yeah, the big thing with LeMahieu is getting him at-bats. And I'm wondering, with the litany of field players that the Yankees kept, could DJ LeMahieu be prime for a pinch hit at-bat? How will that go?
And, yes.
And more importantly,
we're coming to you live from the Roosevelt Studios. The headphone conundrum kind of made me forget to say that at the start. RSVLTS, Roosevelt Studios, promo code JohnBoy. That's the new sign?
That's the new sign.
Okay, that's the new sign. Shark. If I forget to say that we're coming from the Roosevelt Studios,
the shirt I'm wearing. And yep. I look fantastic right now.
Yeah.
Which I normally wouldn't say, but I've got my Southern frat boy look going right now.
I think you say, I look fantastic right now. Normally I wouldn't say it more than
well, I mean, that's all part of it, baby. Speaking of looking good but not looking great, the Nationals come in. Trey Turner at shortstop, Adam Eaton, Starlin Castro three-hole, Howie Kendrick will clean up, Thames at first base, Suzuki catching, Ass Crabs, our guy, at third base, Stevenson in left field, Robles bringing up the rear for them, a little double leadoff.
Who else
for
are they missing?
No one. They're missing Soto.
Just Soto?
And, I mean, they have that prospect at third base who they want to be a factor this year, but yeah.
Keyboom.
This is how the Nats do it, man.
You very interesting lineup because nothing there.
You don't get too scared.
Nothing scares me. Soto gets COVID and comes out, and can I do a little bit of the thing I've been saying?
Sure.
Because everyone on Twitter's saying, like, how could you play all of the other Nationals practiced with him
right
while he had it?
Okay.
That's not what you thought I was going to say?
I didn't know where you were going.
Oh, okay.
Full permission.
This was the plan, everyone.
Yeah.
Like, the testing isn't instantaneous. So they always knew that when a positive test comes your way, that means someone with COVID practiced with your team. That's the whole entire plan that they put into place. So we can't overreact and scream for them to cancel games and cancel the season. The players agreed to this.
Yeah.
The managers, the teams, the owners agreed to this. It was always the plan that you will potentially be sharing a field in a clubhouse with someone who's going to test positive 2 days, then they took the test earlier. So I'm just sick of, like, I think people are now real understanding the plan. Yeah. They didn't understand it at the beginning, but, you know, that's why the teammates are still wearing masks in the clubhouse and mask all the time. But, like, that, it may be a dumb plan.
Yeah, and
maybe a stupid American plan, but, like, let's not freak out. Every time someone tests positive, he will have come into contact with other players.
Yeah, and you know I normally send this kind of stuff at you because I think the people you're going to be hearing loudest are the people that have no idea.
Like, no, it's reporters.
They think it's a bubble. They think...
No, Jake. I'm talking about a lot of checkmark beat reporters.
Yeah, well, I think they also get clicks and shit from it, too.
I know.
I think you get to hit some words. So that part sucks. But, yeah, we're playing ball, folks. Expanded postseason. Check out Talking Baseball. We're going to talk about that a little bit. And, by the way, the guy on the hill for the Nats is what should impress you if the lineup didn't. It's Scherzer.
Yeah, so the matchup, Cole versus Scherzer, this is what they wanted on the national stage. I mean, it's really good. It's really good. Scherzer's got to go through a different lineup. If you switch the pitchers, I think you're still giving the Yanks the edge.
Maybe. I don't know.
What's their lineup, man? I don't even get it.
They just, they're pests. I mean, the whole thing is everybody in their lineup gives you a professional at bat, and then they would set it up for Soto and Rendon.
I think that's great year. If you're facing a Hap, a Montgomery.
It worked against the Astros.
Oh, they had Soto and they had Rendon.
Exactly.
It's huge.
That's what I said.
Huge two pieces.
That's what I said.
Without those two guys,
and Soto gets canceled before the game, which is tough for them.
That is tough. That's a bummer. Anyway, the pitching path to victory.
Pitching path
to
victory.
Or do we do what to watch for first?
I think pitching path came first.
Okay. I forget how we did it last year.
I believe
year.
It came
the
first.
The pitching path to victory.
Gerrit Cole.
It's what the Yankees, they'd make pre-plans.
Yeah.
The Boone and Cashman and everyone else in the nerd
group. They probably have two plans, right? They have a competitive game plan and a non-competitive plan.
But with Cole on the mound, why would you make an uncompetitive game plan? He says and jinxes it.
Yeah.
Say Cole's going 6. They said he can do 100. Maybe he goes 7. But I think the plan is
5 to 7.
5 to 7. The plan, I think, is Cole 6, and then Canely, Ottavino, Britton. They might want to save Chad for the opener in 3 days, or they might want to get him a little taste.
Yeah, or they might want
to
get
Chad.
They
go Chad, you split Otto and Canely, and then Britton.
Yeah, I mean, everyone's in play, if we're being honest. I expect them to go Cole. I think Chad is in play. If I had to lean, maybe I kind of like them giving him one inning of work on Thursday so he's ready to open on Sunday. I kind of like that. So I think all four of those guys are available. No Chappie, COVID IL. So Britton does have the closer job until he comes back.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think all the big hosses are available, and if the Yankees or Nats were to make it a blowout, you might see one or two good guys just to get work. Like, the Yankees may have that plan, but they also probably have they won't be scared to go to Heller, Holder.
The Yankees have
Avalon, your guy.
Avalon. Why can't you be true? Oh Avalon.
See, I've got Babylon.
Yeah.
And then I've got someone got me with a Queen lyric before. I forget what it is. But
Bohemian Avalon.
He'll be gone soon. Sorry.
Jeez.
Sorry.
You just mean from the Yankees.
Truth hurts.
You just mean from the Yankees Lizzo. Roster?
Yes. Yes,
okay.
Yes.
Jeez, because someone could have taken it, you meant something else.
In the
else.
Construct of time, we'll all be gone, you know?
God damn it, Jake.
Avalon. So that's what to look for the Yankees pitching staff.
Jeez. Yeah.
What's Cole's pitch count tonight?
100.
Okay.
What is he allowed to do?
No, I want you to guess the number.
97.
New segment.
97.
Guess Cole's pitch count.
97, because he's sitting at 90. He's sitting at 93. Right?
Yeah.
Okay, sitting at 94 before the last batter of the sixth inning. Everyone just strap in.
Strap in for this.
He's at 90.
Because I've got a theory, too.
I have a theory. He's at 94 pitches, and the sixth inning, there's one more out to go. And in his head, he goes, if I get through this without breaking 100, they'll send me out to start the seventh. So he goes 1, 2, 3, strikes someone out. He's at 97. He goes, Booney, I'm good, right? Booney, I'm good. Booney, I'm good, right?
Booney, I'm good, right?
Booney, I'm good, right? Booney, I'm good, right? Gosh, okay, it's hard to do. And Boone's like, nah, we're going to shut you down here, Cole. And he's like, what the fuck?
Freaks out.
I'm under 100.
Freaks out.
So that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, so I've got a little different. I said Cole gives up one run this game, and it's because of a very similar situation. Like, there's two outs. He's been mowing guys down in the sixth inning, and he's at, like, 92 pitches. And he's like, all right, I'm just throwing it over the dish here because I want that extra inning. Gives up a solo shot. He goes kind of angry puppy at himself, and then he strikes out the next guy, lands at 96.
How many runs do the Yankees have at this point?
14.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
That's totally cool.
So it's fine.
I'm good with that plan. I like mine as well, but I like yours as
well. Both plans work.
Both plans work. Yeah.
What's your what to watch for in this game, Jim?
Man, my what to watch for is Judge.
Ooh, good one. Like him.
It's so simple, but I do think Judge is going to have himself a game.
Mm.
I think he dealt with a lot this offseason and longer offseason. I mean, he's got the memory of losing in the playoffs, which they all do. But then Judge he finds out he was playing in the playoffs with a broken rib.
Yeah.
He finds out he had a punctured lung and couldn't even fly home to be with his family during COVID because he wasn't free to fly. Then the injury nags, and then people start diminishing who he is and saying he's injury prone. And he comes at the media and says, and the fans says, injury prone. I took a pitch to the wrist and I broke a rib that I didn't even know I had diving for a ball to make a play. If that's injury prone, go fuck yourself. Mm. End quote.
End quote. Period.
So I think that we saw it in those games against the Mets, you know, and I think he was sick of everyone saying, Judge didn't hit a home run to left field. I'll save him. So he's just fucking bombing home runs to left field.
Bombs.
I think he's on a mission. I think he's going to come out swinging.
Bombs.
When we were in the All-Star game, he faced Scherzer. He popped him. That's his memory. That's Scherzer's memory, too, so I'm interested in that first at-bat. So that's my what to watch for the first at-bat, Scherzer versus Judge.
Okay. Like that.
Thanks.
Like
I'm going to take a drip. I'm going to take a sip of water because I talked my mouth dry.
Talking baseball, Homer Draft. Go check out the Talking Baseball pregame show if you've ever watched a baseball game. My what to watch for, Jim, and this one isn't going to be exciting.
Oh, great.
But it's the Super Bench.
Oh, the Super Bench.
The Yankees, if you didn't know, on their 30-man roster for 2 weeks, they kept 17, I believe, field players.
Yeah.
And a lot of these guys are still easing back into it. We know we've talked to Boone, and he said, you know, yes, this season is a sprint, but you also have to be super careful. Because if you end up pushing a guy, you lose them for half the season if they're out for 3 weeks, basically. So I think we might see a lot of late-inning subs. I think you might see a DJ LeMahieu pitch hit, and then he doesn't even play the field. I think, you know, Talkman is very special defensively. I think you could see him out there towards the end of the game. I think they'll probably want to get Andujar at bat. I'm thinking if this game isn't very close.
Well, I thought it was 14-1.
If it's 14-1, I mean, you're going to see everybody.
See, I disagree.
Everybody. But
I don't.
I think they're going to utilize this bench for the first couple days and make sure guys' legs are under them. And, like, you know, a guy like Aaron Hicks, you know, Tommy John surgery. He had a couple. He missed the original spring training. All he had was this summer camp.
If that's true, yeah. If they're going to use the super bench.
I think they're going to use the super bench.
Then the starters, don't get out. Because if you're 2-for-2, if you're 3-for-3.
Can't take them out.
Can't take them out.
Yeah.
Can't take them out. So that's a good strategy. That strategy also applies for every game ever.
Yeah.
Try your best not to get out.
Yeah.
So they'll probably be thinking about that.
Super bench.
The super bench. Super the bench. Brooklyn Super Bars. That was super their original bench. Name.
The Kraken.
So we did the what to watch fors. We did the PPP. We did the lineups. It is time for Homer Draft. It's the Homer Draft. If you're new to the Talking Yanks pregame show, we did this all last year. Each series, we get to pick.
Graphics on fleek.
Wow. Eventually, tomorrow, our picks from today will be in the game one spot.
Yes.
There's no game four, so maybe we'll just erase the word game
put
four.
Put bugs in there.
Put bugs? Yeah, we can put bugs. So
mouse.
How it works
mouse
is
friend.
I get to choose two guys. Jake gets to choose two guys. We can't choose the same people.
Same guys.
And we can't use the same guy twice in the same series. Jake beat me in the Homer draft last year. I think I can actually pull up the final score.
Find some numbers.
But Jake beat
so
me.
So here's what I'll say, Jim.
I beat you in the over-under, which we'll do after the Homer draft.
Here's what I'll say.
Yeah.
You have a guy. So I will give you the first pick in the Homer draft.
Because.
But you have to take the guy you have to take. Fair?
Why? Otherwise you're going to steal him from me?
I could. And then I'm the bad guy.
Yeah.
So I think I found a pretty nice middle ground for you.
Okay.
Fair?
Last year you beat me 68-52, and you won 20 series, and I only won 16.
Pam Beasley holding the hot sign. Hot.
Do it again.
Hot.
Nice.
Thank you.
Two T's?
One. I think exclamation points.
How many?
Yes.
Underlines?
For sure.
Okay.
Take the first pick in the Homer draft.
Yep. So we did the Homer draft on Talking Baseball as well, and since there's only two games to take from, I'm bound.
You're bound.
I'm taking Gary Sanchez, and I explained it on the Talking Baseball Homer draft. I would rather take Gary Sanchez and he doesn't homer than take Stanton or Judge or Glaber, and they do. It's the first game of the season, and we're starting off like this.
Mm.
This is Gary.
In lockstep.
This is Gary.
Oh, hand
this
stuff.
Is me.
Early hand stuff.
Hinges. Some hinges work like this.
Early hand stuff. That is kind of how a hinge works.
Yeah, some of them. Others work like, you know, there's a lot of different hinges out there.
A lot of ways.
So I'm taking Gary Sanchez. If you got a problem with it, you can.
That's
I don't care.
Fair. I'm happy for you. I'm happy for Teddy Bear Gare. The Homer draft, it's the Homer draft.
Mm-hmm.
You've left me no choice.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, you know what? I will take him because I took him on the Talking Baseball show. So, and I'm not a guy that hedges bets. I'm a guy that just, I'd rather make the same bet twice.
Yeah, yeah. I don't like hedging bets weird.
Yeah, right? Like, yeah, oh, you could guarantee win $10 or you win a lot or you could lose a lot. I'm taking Aaron Judge. Like you said, Aaron Judge is potentially on a fuck you tour this year. He's looked so sharp during summer camp. Like, so
imagine this.
So sharp that you can't ignore the fact that the games don't matter.
Imagine this.
Okay. All right. We're swinging the bat.
10 times sharper, maybe 100 times.
Yeah, like 100.
100 times sharper. That's what it looks like.
To pair with him, I'm going to do it to start the year. Another guy who's on a fuck you tour, Giancarlo Stanton.
Holy smokes, you're taking both of them in game one.
I'm doing it.
It's a three-game set.
Game one, Scherzer's out there. Both of these dudes are pissed off. Give it to me.
Wow. Okay. All right. Now, remember to tweet at us.
Tweet at us your picks.
TY Homer Draft. Hashtag TY Talking Yanks Homer Draft. Make your picks. Okay. If you get it correct, you get, I don't know, maybe we'll acknowledge you, maybe we won't.
Firm handshake.
All right, the problem here is we don't have the lineup anymore, so I'm just searching for names.
You're okay.
I know
I think
the players.
You're pretty good with the Yankees
I know
lineup.
The players.
You're pretty good with the Yankees lineup.
You know who I'm taking?
Yeah.
Voit.
Okay.
Dead center shot.
Adroit.
Dead center shot.
Yeah.
Last game or two games ago against the Mets. Looks skinny. I don't like the haircut, Voit. I loved your hard part.
Yeah.
The cleanest, most structured hair in baseball last year.
Yeah.
Took the helmet off, took the hat hard off, part. Looked like he just came out of the bathroom hard doing part. His hair. You know? So I'm taking Voit. I like him.
I like it, man. He's
and I'm not going to burn
another guy who's
Guardy right away.
Yeah, that's smart. Safeguard. Oh, Guardy would be a good FU pick today, though.
Really good FU pick today. Should I audible?
No, you
it's
made
official?
The pick's official.
I'm stuck with it?
The pick's official. Over under.
So usually we guess the over
we
under.
Can guess.
But I think Zach might have it on
Zach
the graphic.
It.
So
it hasn't happened yet, though. You got to guess. You got to be quick. Got to be quick.
8.5.
I'm guessing 7.5.
At 7.5. Did you know already?
I looked.
You had
it
you totally
popped
knew
up
it?
Right before.
Okay.
Yeah.
I knew it as well, and I didn't want to guess it and get it right, so I did one higher, but I should have done one lower.
Classic.
But I knew it was 7.5 too.
Classic.
How was my acting?
Everyone's got to be on the under, right? Cole Scherzer.
You have it at 14-1.
In the middle of the season, this would be a 6.5 line.
Well, see, because I think Cole and Scherzer are rolling more than the bats are right now. I'm taking the under. I think.
Okay.
You know, if bats are behind pitching and you have the two premier pitchers, Cole has been mowing people down.
I'll go over.
I gave up a couple homers last time.
I'll go over. Yeah, I mean, we've seen Cole. You know, again, you can only go off small sample. I actually watched a little bit of Scherzer's last summer camp start, and he got taken yard skiing.
So that's they both got out of their system.
So
what do you have it as, a 4-2 final?
I'm going over 14-1.
I was trying to trick you because if you said yes, I would have been like
14-1. Come on, go Yanks.
No, what's your final score prediction?
Go Yanks. You know, how about this? Nats go down. They bring in not their top guys out of the bullpen. Yanks get a couple more. Let's say we get 3 off Scherzer. We're looking at a 6-3 final. 6-3 final.
You just talked me into the over a little bit.
Oh, yeah. You hate that Nats bullpen. Except Sean Doolittle.
He's like
our
Sean Doolittle.
Dear friend.
Okay, I'm going to have to think about this. Just give me 2 seconds.
You already made your pick.
No.
Your pick is passed.
I didn't lock it in.
You locked it in.
Did I lock it in?
It was locked.
I didn't even say it.
We've never
I said I like the under.
I think you said you're taking the under.
No, check the tape. I did not.
Check the tape.
I did not.
Chat, check the tape.
Now let me think in peace.
Espo?
He might have said the word under.
But I didn't say I'm taking it.
You said it in a way that you were taking
it. Yeah. I just said I
if
like it.
If you said the phrase you said to a Vegas betting area.
I might have said I'm taking it.
Yeah. I mean, you were all around it, if not in it.
Yeah, a lot of escape words, baby.
Picks locked.
I said, I'll take the under. I'll take the under.
I think it's the right pick anyway.
All right. Usually we do a couple questions from the chat.
A little bit of the chat.
Before we get out of here, Ford pinch hit homer. Someone on Periscope said, DJ is going to pop a pinch hit homer. We got a lot of pinch hit homer.
Yeah.
Dante Gizzy said, I got the impression Jimmy was taking the under. I gave that out.
No,
I gave the impression for sure.
Fast Funk said you locked it, though. So, And so did Derek Adelkos.
You think? I don't know if I locked it. I don't know if I locked it.
It's okay.
I think we need a slap on the table.
Okay.
That's the
lock.
Going
forward.
Going forward.
But after this
lock, I'm allowed to think things through. I like the under. I like the under, but I'm thinking.
Yeah. You made like a pick.
I think I did.
Yeah.
I think I said, I'm surprised they have it so high. I'm taking the under.
When's Miggy start? Sunday.
What, opener day? If they take the series, Sunday. If they win the first two, expect Sunday to be a slop fest.
I think.
For real.
Sunday's going to be their first back-to-back game. I think you're going to see a lot of guys cycled in the
especially
Sunday game.
If they win the first two.
I mean, that'd be great, sure.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not
they
saying.
They like Miguel Andujar a lot.
Yes, yes, yes. But I'm saying they already got a bullpen day. You may see, like, just a funky lineup Sunday. I think if they lose the first two.
I think win or think lose, you're getting funk Sunday. That's
if you
what
lose
I'm
the first two, if you're 0-2, I don't think so. If you split, I
mean,
think
Andujar's
so.
Not even funk, if we're being honest. They
no,
love
I'm not
Andujar.
Considering just Andujar. I'm right. saying the whole lineup funky. Okay. Like, I think if they're up 2-0, the Sunday lineup is like Clint Tauchman, Andujar outfield.
Yeah, we'll see.
We'll see. We'll get there.
We'll get there.
Get there when we get there. A little outro music. Or no, we'll just do the outro sound.
Well, Susan, in life, unfortunately, all good things come to an end.
And we'll stare at the camera solemnly.
Thanks, everyone.
While Zach ends the show.
Cole hits a hundo tonight.